personally, because I work a lot with tech-facilitated gender-based violence, I think something that we see a lot is because, you know, countries in the global south, whenever we're trying to negotiate with social media companies or even, you know, just other tech platforms about the kind of online gender-based violence that goes on, the global south are the ones that always get overlooked. They get ignored. And even if you truly try to, you know, like with the helpline, the cyber harassment helpline that DRF runs, one of our jobs is to advocate to these tech platforms about what's going on, how women and young girls face OGBV, and what kind of policy and policy implementations they need to do or changes they need to make in order to, you know, better assist the women and young girls in our area. But it just feels like sometimes that's not really a priority for them, whereas, you know, women in the global north might still be someone, and especially because the policies that are made from their own perspective. It's never discussed or it's never questioned whether the same, you know, because we are coming from a different cultural background, how those policies might not necessarily apply to us, or how, you know, certain changes might need to the way those policies are framed or to how they're implemented in order to suit our cultural background.